chills. Chills come racing down my spine like a storm on my skin. سلام، حالتون چطوره؟ خوش اومدید به این اپیزود از پادکست کول تاک. من علی نیکزاد هستم. در پادکست های کول تاک من بعضی وقتا خودم، بعضی وقتا هم با مهمون های خوب و درجه یکی که میارم با شما در مورد زبان انگلیسی، آموزش زبان و هر موضوعی که یه جوری به انگلیسی ربط داشته باشه صحبت میکنم. میتونید یک پریویو یک دقیقه ای از این پادکست به علاوه پادکست های قبلی رو در صفحه اینستاگرام من با آدرس علی نیکزاد افیشال ببینید. این پادکست در بستر اپلیکیشن کاست باکس به اسم کول فاصله تاک قابل دسترسی هست، هم برای اندروید و هم برای iOS. مثل همیشه کانال تلگرام هم برقرار، اپیزودها رو اونجا هم آپلود میکنیم و میتونید با دوستانتون به اشتراک بگذارید. هرچند شخصا توصیه میکنم که از کاست باکس استفاده بکنید. خب، خوش اومدید به اپیزود 22 از پادکست کول تاک. در این اپیزود که مخصوص شب یلدا هست یک مهمان درجه یک داریم، دوست و همکار خوبم سامسون سیز، مجری شبکه پرس تیوی، که دعوت من رو قبول کرده و در این اپیزود میخواییم با هم دیگه به زبان انگلیسی در مورد خودش، تجربیاتش در حوزه زبان و اجرا و خیلی چیزهای دیگه صحبت بکنیم. So, don't go anywhere. Okay, Samson, thank you so much for agreeing to be on this podcast. I'm sure a lot of fans would go crazy. So why don't you start telling us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. I'm Samson Seas, captain of the Seven Seas. I don't know if many of you know me, but yeah. I originate from the UK. I was born in the UK, North London. I grew up in the UK. I'm half British, half Iranian, so born to a British mother and Iranian father. Actually, my father never taught me Persian. He never taught me a word of Persian. And his idea, his concept about this was that you cannot force a second language or your mother tongue on your child like other parents were doing in the UK. He said, if my children want to learn my culture and my language, they will go after it when the time is right. And that's exactly what happened. Me and my sister, we went to Iran. We actually visited when we were teenagers, and we loved it so much. The people were so warm and caring, and we loved the warm culture. And it was so welcoming. It felt so right. And then we decided to stay there. We stayed there for a while. Actually, I was 17 when we actually did go to stay after a couple of trips. And I stayed for a couple of years with my auntie and uncle, my amme and
When did your first trip to Iran take place?
Well, my very, very first trip. Obviously, it doesn't really, you can't really put that on the record because I don't remember anything. I was a baby. I was only maybe, 10 months old. But the time where first official trip of going there to remember things, I was 16. And that's the first time I went to Iran.
And you have never spoken a word of Persian before 16?
No, never spoken a word of Persian before 16. And when I saw so much lovely family members, everyone, one by one, cousins, aunties, uncles, and great second cousins. And I, when they were talking about me in front of me, I really was compelled to learn Persian. I knew I had to start from the very beginning and everything. And I thought, what better way than to actually come and live in Iran? And I lived with my auntie and uncle for a couple of years, and that was amazing. I don't even remember how I started learning Persian. I just remember that my auntie was communicating with me every night, just over dinner, after dinner, for a tea, and she basically brought me in. She involved me in, and I realized that the only way to start speaking would be to throw all the elements of being shy away, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So this concept, khijolat nakish aslan. So that's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
So that's what you're saying. What you're saying is that your constant exposure, prolonged exposure to Persian language is actually what made you learn the language itself? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that was one element. And the second element, of course, very important, maybe just as important as the first, is to actually live the lifestyle of an Iranian. So I was living with Persian instead of just communicating in Persian or being around it. I was living with the Iranian culture. And then I just totally forgot about speaking English. I thought, if I continue speaking English with relatives who could speak English, when am I going to learn Persian? So that was the best way. That was the key, is just to carry on. Even if people laugh at you, even if people say, oh, you're not saying that right, then you come forward and laugh with them and say, okay, what's the correct way to say this sentence? Baman yad bede. You know, it was that simple.
Right. Okay, so a few questions. Speaking of that, a few questions come to mind. How did you start communicating with Iranians without knowing a lot of words? Because I suppose you did not know a lot of words in the beginning. So how did you start communicating with relatives?
After I learned salam, khubi, those kind of words.
Just a few words to start with, am I right?
Just a few words to start with, yeah. That was when it started, salam, khubi. And then I would get young people as well. My auntie had a lot of neighbors who were sort of around my age, and they were very warm. The good thing about the Iranian people is that they're very warm, and they're very cultured and very welcoming. And when you feel welcome, of course, it's you feel a lot more comfortable communicating. Even though I had to, keep connecting, and I was trying to learn the words that they were saying. And because the Iranians, they're very talkative people and they're very chatty. And yeah. I was repeating stuff that they were saying. And then obviously they would guide me into how to pronounce it correctly. And that eventually got me going. They were pointing to things or objects or whatever, and I repeated them. And that built up my vocabulary. And obviously, listening to it.
Didn't you have some kind of a? Did you have some kind of a notebook or something to keep a record of the words that you actually learn?
At the beginning, no, not on my first trip or a couple of trips to Iran, but the third trip, which is the one I stayed in. Eventually, yes, I got myself a notebook, and then I did have a private tutor eventually who was expanding on my vocabulary, and then I could go through. Then I could go through certain words and phrase not. Necessarily phrases, but names of animals, objects around the room. So each class would be based on different words. And she said, just keep repeating these words and keep talking to your auntie and uncle. And then if you mispronounce something, they will help you. And that's exactly how it went. And I had this constant tutor. So she was visiting me and she was tutoring me almost every day. And that really helped. So I think that's really speed up the process in a very good way.
Yeah, that's very interesting to hear. So you see, a lot of our listeners, those who are actually listening to us right now, they are people who are in love with the language. I mean, English, and a lot of them are actually in the process of learning it. So you are a very strange case here because you were born in the UK. You remind me of a product that comes out of a factory with a language pre-installed in it, right? So you are already equipped with the language. A lot of people are dying to learn here, right?
listening to this, I wish you guys, the best of success. And I know you're doing a great job because I've spoken to just like yourself, Ali. I mean, the way you guys are learning English, it's so impressive. I mean, being in Iran, growing up in Iran and speaking English the way you are, you're speaking better than lots of native speakers already. So never doubt yourself. Honestly,
you're too kind, man, for saying a great job. Yeah, you're too kind for saying that. Oh, by the way, we went to a play a couple of nights ago.
Oh, excellent.
It was an English play called My Fair Lady, and I think it's based on the
famous one. Yes.
Amazing. Yeah, My Fair Lady, and it was so good. It's been a while, since COVID-19 and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
I haven't been to a play for almost 2 years. The last one I've been to was I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Les Misérables.
That's correct. Yes, the French one. The you say Binavayon in Persian. I think that I've seen that one myself. It's a lovely play. It's a lovely musical as well.
So very famous. That was the last play I watched. And then we went to this a couple of nights ago, My Fair Lady. It was amazing. And even better than the kind of plays that are on Broadway.
That's amazing. And it was all in English, you're saying?
Well, part of it was in English. Like one of the actors, he was singing in English. And it was mesmerizing, Samson. I had no idea he could sing in English. He had such a beautiful voice. Yeah.
So, the Iranians are very, very talented, mashallah, and the way they talk things off.
It's exactly.
Always mesmerized me.
So the thing is, a lot of people who are actually listening to us, they are dying to know some secrets, you know.
Okay.
We're always looking for some secrets. And hey, Samson, what's your secret ingredient in learning the Persian language? Or hey, Ali, what is your secret ingredient in learning English? Right. So yeah, we would love to know. What Samson Sees has to say regarding some amazing methods that the students can use to learn English. Because I know you've been giving out some tips to students. Right. In your
case, that's so correct. Yes. On Instagram. That's very true.
Yeah.
It's basically what everyone has been listening to already. I mean, the more, if you want to go deeper into the secret ingredient, it really is. You have to just keep going at it, even no matter what stage you're at. If you've just started, if you're just a little bit above beginner stage, if you're elementary, if you're pre-intermediate, intermediate, or advanced, even, you just have to keep going. Never give up. Just keep moving forward. No matter what stage you're at, just don't leave it alone until you get the results that you want, and you will get those results. You just have to keep going. So if I learned a bit of Persian after 3 or 4 months and I wasn't really that fluent, there's lots of stuff I felt like I wasn't understanding could speak a few words, I could even make some sentences maybe after 4 or 5 months of learning Persian, right, in the atmosphere. But I was still doubting myself. There were lots of things I was still saying wrong. There were even people saying, you've got a long way to go until you learn Persian. That I just thought, I have to keep going at it. And that's what gave me
I think the doubt thing that you said, I think it's the key element. Like, you may doubt yourself, not once, not twice, many times. But the thing is,
the mind can be quite cruel. And the mind is really, I have to say, it's not your friend. Not all the times. Most of the time, it's not your friend. The mind will go towards the negative and only focus and lean on the negative, saying, "Ah, no, you see how hard this is. You can't do this." But you should never, ever let that control you. Always tell that peace of mind, to shut up and just keep moving forward, because you can do it. I mean, we all do it as we're kids. It's not about all those complicated techniques of grammatical structures and learning in a complicated way, which unfortunately, you know, lots of language institutions use. It's not like that. It's basically learning as if your mother is teaching you when you're a child. How do everyone, right, when you're growing up in Iran, how do you learn Persian? You grow up with it. It just becomes part of your existence. It's exactly the same with English, and that's how I used Persian. That's how the process got faster.
So if you were to recommend, your three favorite activities, your three favorite language activities.
Right. My three favorite language activities in the second language, I think. In any language, I would say is speaking. That's one of them. One of the language activities is definitely communication, because I love speaking to people.
So you mean you got to find someone who actually speaks the language and then you start some sort of communication with them?
Yep, that would definitely help. Or if someone else is learning sort of along the lines as you are, then you guys can get together and start practicing together. And then set this time when you have this meeting with the other person who is learning sort of, the same language and is at the same sort of level as you are, or even if they're more advanced. You just have to make sure that you're definitely in that 1 hour time zone, or let's say 2 hours, no matter, that session that you're having together has to be fully in English. Don't switch to channel 2. That's all I have to say for that.
Yeah.
It really does.
Okay, what about the second activity?
Okay, the second activity would for me would be definitely listening to music, because I'm a bit of a music man myself, and I'm a composer, obviously, because if you're involved in music, or you don't even have to be playing a musical instrument. I mean, I play the piano, but if you're not playing an instrument and you love music, then listening to songs in the language that you're learning will definitely help you, because especially the songs that you love, the genre. If you love pop music and you really want to improve your English, listen to a lot of English pop music, because you're going to be hearing phrases and words and sentences that are really used in everyday life, especially with modern lyrics and stuff like that. If you're into movies, that really helps too. The genre of the movie, keep watching that movie. The actors that you love, listen to how they are talking. I'd say this was the third activity, and then this really does help. The shadowing technique is you pause what the actor is saying, the sentence that really is gripping you, and then you say it the way that they are saying it. That would really help with your intonation. You'll sound more natural, because that's another way of living with English.
Yeah, God knows how many times I've been trying to make my students do this. Some of them, you know, resist. Yeah, I see some resistance when I ask them to do this. But this is actually the key, the shadowing technique. I've been doing it for years.
Well, here's the result. It's still beautiful. That's how you're speaking such amazing English. It's because you've been doing this.
You sound like
a Hollywood actor, literally a Hollywood actor. Amazing.
Yeah, right. Well, I've been doing Obama for God knows how many years. When I started learning English, it was 2008, and Barack Obama, you know, the president, and those amazing speeches, everything, all the elements in his speech, it was mesmerizing. My God, I have to learn how to speak like this guy.
That's and, you were inspired by him. You were inspired by his intonation, his voice, the way he was approaching him, you know, being approachable in front of the screen or in the audio, that it was gripping for you. You were inspired by it, and it worked. See, this is the final result. So I hope everyone listens to you in this case and goes ahead. The shadowing technique. Look at the results here. It's amazing. And
everyone, if you guys are not listening to me, at least listen to the captain. So these are the three tips. Pre-approved by Captain C's. The first one, find someone to talk to, no matter who the person is, if it's a learner or if it's someone who is a little bit more advanced than you are. And the second one was listen to pop music or any kind of music that you like, and also watch movies and the shadowing technique. That's the third tip. Tips from the captain, everyone.
Oh, and also great tips from the superstar, the President Ali, I'm going to call you. You called me the captain, I'm calling you President.
Oh come on, man. Don't do this.
Well, we all have to have nicknames now on social media, I guess.
Yeah. Your nickname, it kind of caught on, you know? It kind of caught on.
Thank you.
Your nickname, it's very difficult to come up with a good one.
It's quite hard, but, you know, I like President Ali. I think that does that's epic. That really is epic.
That's just an indication
those are lookalikes, because mashallah, you're a very handsome individual, and they refer you to a Hollywood star. Well, I did say that you sound like a Hollywood star, and you certainly look like a Hollywood star.
Have you seen the latest movie Ben Affleck starred in, The Last Duel?
I haven't seen that yet, and I do want to see it.
Oh, Samson, you should definitely watch it. I highly recommend you watch the movie The Last Duel by the great Ridley Scott.
I love Ridley Scott, brilliant director.
Yeah, and if you take a look at Ben Affleck in the movie, you will never want to watch him again. He has bleached every single hair in his body.
No.
They transform him into a French count. Yeah, Count de Pierre, I think. It was an interesting movie. Actually, hopefully I'm going to do a podcast on the movie as well. There was there was a vote last week. I asked my followers to choose between Venom 2, Tom Hardy, Venom 2, and The Last Duel. Yeah, Venom received a lot more votes. So
amazing. Well, lots of Marvel movies nowadays are getting a lot more votes. Situation, I think, with movies has changed a lot. This is the updated. This is the 21st century. I mean, I suggest that they look and listen to President Ali, a lot more handsome than any of these superstars.
Come on, man.
Because they have to put on a lot of makeup and they have to look a certain way to be in front of that camera. They've got they do tons of makeup. I know for a fact that Hollywood stars, they have to be in the makeup room for maybe sometimes 2 to 4 hours. And you don't need any of that. You're, mashallah, naturally looking like that. So that's why you're ahead of the game.
You're too nice, man. All right. So we are going to talk about the final part of the podcast is actually regarding you taking advantage of the languages that you know in your profession, right? How it actually helped you with your profession. So you already knew English. Yeah, you already knew English, but you came to Iran and you had to learn Persian as well.
That's right.
And you've been a TV host for how long?
Nearly 10 years, actually.
Nearly 10 years.
It's been 20 years.
So how was the journey?
Okay, the journey. You see, this is a very, very good question, very interesting subject. I'm very glad you brought this up. I mean, my father, actually, when I came back from Iran after those 2 years when I was studying Persian, and I didn't just pick up the language, I picked up the culture too. So it was killed two birds with one stone. That is the luxury.
I suppose that's a necessary part of learning every language in the world. Like you have to pick up the culture as well.
Absolutely. But that comes as when you keep moving forward with learning the language, that will come automatically. Yeah. So it's not something that you really have to focus on and be worried about. So as you keep moving forward with learning the language, the culture will be included in that. And then when I decided to come and live in Iran, that was back in 2012, I already did know some Persian. I ended up talking in Persian with my father, and that was amazing. He never thought that he would be so comfortable talking to me in his first language, because obviously we grew up speaking English together, and my sister as well. So coming to Iran and being involved in the workplace, knowing the language and the culture, it really helped me integrate well. I didn't feel like such a stranger in the workplace. I mean, new workplaces are always going to be strange when you walk in. It's always going to be a new atmosphere, and you're going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. But if I didn't if I didn't know the second language and the culture, Persian and the Iranian culture, there's no way I could have been integrated well. And that's exactly what happened. If you in the workplace, in the news channel, we had lots of native speakers. And they left very quickly. They couldn't stay and cooperate and continue collaborating with Iranians because there was a bit of a culture clash there. And I think that if they knew some Persian and some of the culture of Iran, there wouldn't have been such a clash. They wouldn't have, you know, got maybe so frustrated. They would have stayed there longer and maybe learned a few other things. And so that's what this is my experience. And it really helped me. I never felt like a stranger. I felt actually very welcomed. And it really does help. And even when I visited Spain, could I call that my third language? I did practice some Spanish. Me gusta mucho. I love Spanish. So when I went to Spain and I learned a few words.
I know some words. I know some words, but most of them are not polite. So I'd rather not say.
Those are the cool words. Those are the words that we love to use. Going to Spain.
The person who actually taught me those words, like I learned some of them. I pick up some Spanish words while playing some games and stuff. And then I realized, oh my God, those are all profanity.
that's another thing added to the language situation. So, I mean, if anyone feels a little bit isolated in Iran, if you're learning English, remember you have other opportunities now. You have social media, you have video games. Video games didn't used to have dialogue like this where you could listen to English. So that's a very good point you just made.
I myself can speak for myself that I owe half the language that I know to video games.
Excellent. That's an opportunity. that's wonderful. There's another piece of evidence there. Wonderful.
So you're happy doing what you're doing, Samson. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I love what I do. And I mean, even teaching with the language, helping people get more integrated into the British, the English language and the British culture, as you know, where I'm based. I like to help people out. And obviously knowing the second language, knowing Persian, it helps, you know, get your message across too. So it's my second language really has helped me a lot in many ways.
Exactly. Excellent. Thanks so much, Samson Seas. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. I hope we can speak again. And I'm actually planning on having some live sessions on Instagram. I'm sure our fans would go crazy for that. And thank you so much for being on this show. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show. And it's a wonderful show. I know it's going to inspire and help a lot of people. The honor is all mine to be here.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Take care of yourself.
You can let go all your fears.